Right. So the best way to think about bridges versus implants is to a bridge, you're better off thinking of the bridge tooth as a false tooth that's held in place by using support from either side. So, but with the implant, you're actually going to put a tooth that's anchored back in with a root type system like the original natural tooth had. So instead of having a root, though, there'll be a titanium implant that is embedded into the bone of the ridge, just like the original tooth was. So you're not using teeth on either side for support at all. So the partial plate is removable false tooth. The bridge is a fixed in place permanent false tooth. The implant is basically a synthetic tooth with its own root. So that's the best way to compare them, is the traditional bridge or partial is just fitting a tooth back in place and just how do you hold it in. With the partial, you're holding it in with a framework or a plate. With the bridge, you're capping teeth. With the implant, you're actually putting teeth back in that site. They just happen to be made of ceramic and titanium instead of enamel and root. So comparing the two, the implant's a little more involved because you're having to create a site in the bone and the gum where the original tooth was to receive an implant. Implants look like screws. They look like a bolt or a wood screw on an x-ray, but they're not really tapped into the bone like a screw would be into a 2x4. I kind of give the analogy, if you were to take and to just screw an implant into the bone, that would be like trying to plant a tree by screwing it into the ground. It would destroy the tree. So you would plant that tree, you would create a bed for it, and then you would place a root ball in and you would add fertilizer and gravel and soil and water, and over time the root system of that tree would grow back into the soil and you would have a planted tree. So with the implant, you're creating a bed for it, and then you're placing the implant in there, you graft around it, and over time the bone will incorporate that implant into its own structure. So the implant's definitely not a quick fix versus the bridge, which can be done in just a matter of a couple of weeks. But the advantage of the implant is titanium and ceramic do not decay and are very resistant to periodontal disease. So for some people, an implant in the crown over, it can be a decades long fix or even a permanent lifelong fix. Where with a bridge, you're using teeth on either side, you're shaping them down for crowns, which can eventually wear out. And the bridge itself has probably about a 20-year lifespan at the most. I think when people are considering it, some people don't like the idea of shaping the teeth on either side of the missing space to put crowns on there, and they would lean more strongly towards an implant. And then there are some people who don't like the idea of surgery. They don't think that the cost or the time involved would be what they would want to do, or maybe they have complicating factors like diabetes, peripheral vascular disease, some autoimmune diseases that would affect the bone healing. But generally speaking, the implant's going to be the superior way to go because it's the most like the original tooth that was lost.